Colombia blocks 10,000 illegal betting sites. Colombia's gaming regulator, Colwegos, has carried out the country's biggest ever crackdown on illegal betting, blocking 10,000 websites and social media profiles. Among the banned sites were virtual casinos, bingo halls, and sports betting operators that were illegally offering raffles to Colombian users. According to a statement issued by Colwegos on February 3, the blocked websites were operating without a valid local license and consequently, had not paid the mandatory annual licensing fees. By banning these sites, the government aims to protect its healthcare budget, which relies heavily on tax revenue from licensed gaming operators in the country. Colombia currently has 16 licensed online betting operators, which collectively paid COP 435.2 billion, $104.5 million, in licensing fees in 2024. The license fee revenue was entirely reinvested in the country's healthcare system. Influencers under scrutiny. As part of its crackdown, Colwegos has initiated 35 investigations into influencers and companies suspected of using social media to promote unauthorized gaming sites. Furthermore, the regulator has requested support from the National Police's Cyber Center and Meta to block an additional 289 social media profiles, including Facebook and Instagram accounts, allegedly facilitating illegal gambling promotions, raffles, and events. Under Colombian law, specifically Article 312 of the Criminal Code, running illegal games of chance is a criminal offense, which is punishable by fines of up to 100 times the legal monthly minimum wage. Quote, "During our administration, we have managed to decisively attack illegal operators who, through fraudulent sites, operate games of chance and luck without the respective authorization. This is the highest number of blocked portals in the history of our entity. Via the entity, we are complying with the instructions of President Gustavo Petro to attack illegality in the industry and protect resources for the health of Colombians." Marco Emilio Hincapié, president of Colwegos. Colwegos' latest move builds on its continued efforts to combat illegal gaming, following its destruction of $445 million worth of confiscated illegal gaming equipment in September 2024. According to the regulator, the seized machines, comprising slot terminals, bingo boards, and betting kiosks, would have led to a significant annual tax revenue loss of $78.4 million, earmarked for the healthcare system.